This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The number 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
We were just getting into the issue of the Roe versus Wade overturning thing. That started a conversation that led to a discussion about what we're going to get into here, which is, Joa, you've got a story...
Yes.
About algorithmic decision-making when it comes to stealing kids from people. Because we ended up talking about our friend Jay Noon, who is a former co-host. He's being targeted by the DCYF here in New Hampshire, Department of Children, Youth, Families, or something like that.
A division of
Division.
Youth and Family.
Right.
They want to divide children.
That's right. Their job.
And so you've got a story, Joa, about how this isn't even a human-made decision now, apparently. There's software for this.
Yeah, according to the freethoughtproject.com, and I already said the title, algorithms being used to determine if the state should take kids from their parents. And they give their own opinion. You can imagine what that's like. But I'll read the AP report. So from Los Angeles to Colorado and throughout Oregon, child welfare agencies use or consider tools similar to the one in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, the Associated Press Review has identified a number of concerns about the technology, including questions about its reliability and its potential to harden racial disparity in the child welfare system. Related issues have already torpedoed some jurisdictions' plans to use predictive models, such as the tool notably dropped by the state of Illinois. According to the new research from a Carnegie...
Notably dropped, meaning that there was some controversy, I presume, in Illinois. Stopped using this?
I guess so here.
Okay.
And according to the new research from a Carnegie Mellon University team attained exclusively by AP, Allegheny's algorithm in its first years of operation showed a pattern of flagging a disproportionate number of black children for mandatory neglect investigation when compared with white children. The independent researchers who received data from the county also found that the social workers disagreed with the risk scores the algorithm produced about one-third of the time. So,
How much you want to bet that this algorithm takes into factor, the income levels of the people?
Yeah, it's rich people versus poor people. Mm-hmm. They're taking poor people's babies and giving them to rich people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's the Handmaid's Tale thing again. That's just the taking average people's kids away and giving them to rich, affluent, powerful types.
I think this is a desperate move for like DCYF and whatever other name agencies they call themselves.
You mean using software?
Yeah, using software because you hear on the news in New Hampshire, there's DCYF is understaffed. Well, no, they're not.
They're not
overstaffed
enough.
By one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And so if they can't fill these positions because nobody wants to steal children from families.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Amazing. That'd be great. But because they can't fill these positions, now they got to find other tools like algorithms and that sort of thing.
Well, the algorithm makes
people.
It convenient, right? Because then you don't get to blame anyone. Then it's just, hey, I was just doing what the computer told me to do. I didn't talk to this family.
Right.
We don't know why this computer said we need to take their kids.
And I don't think DCYF people have qualified immunity.
No, they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
They do not. They don't take an oath of office.
Huh.
So it could be presumed that it would be a lot harder to sue an algorithm.
It sure would.
Than to sue a meat puppet in a Corolla that pulls up onto your property and wants to make off with your kids.
I think this is another reason why people should get off social media.
What do you mean?
Well, if they're using algorithms,
mm-hmm.
they're not they're not, you know, flying a drone over your house. They're looking into your social media.
That's true, yeah. They're ingesting your data into a system.
They may also be flying a drone over your house.
That's true. I know, but that's not algorithms unless the AI has gotten totally out of control.
Give it 5 years.
So what they're saying in this story is this was run out of Illinois due to it being revealed and whatever controversy came up as a result of the fact that people found out that they were using this, but yet other states are adopting it. It's spreading?
Yes. They're using all these excuses. It's a kind of a long article, so to kind of like go through all this and fine-tune it. But generally, what they were doing is, they're running an algorithm. But even the algorithm wasn't that great. So like a third of these cases that were coming up, even DCYF was rejecting them.
Wow.
So... But, you know, I can imagine how many new cases they got of this that they would never have discovered without this, you know? And who knows, maybe the kids play with Nerf guns and water bombs, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, Nerf gun and bombs.
Yep.
is showing up on their algorithm,
yep.
you know? It's just, it's ridiculous.
It's a legitimate concern, and it is definitely a consistent push of government to use more robots, to use more automation, to use more algorithmic decision making, and that sort of thing. And it is not a good trend.
See, they'll use the excuse like, we got robot cops now. We don't have to ever worry about cops ever getting killed on duty. So there's going to be robot cops everywhere.
They're working on it. They've already got the dogs. They got the robot dogs.
That's right. Yeah. They're freakish.
They use them in Hawaii. There's a lot of people saying, oh, China, robot dogs, China. It already happened in Hawaii, like a year or two ago.
What did they do in Hawaii?
They were using them for the exact same purpose, which was to use them for COVID-19 enforcement. They had this dog going around, and the claim was, we can't send our officers out there. It's too dangerous. So we just have this dog with a loudspeaker on it, and then an operator behind the scenes, barking orders at people to go inside. You can't be out right now. Exact same thing they're using them for in China, in Shanghai, today.
Someone should... hack them so these robot dogs attack their owners.
That'd be awesome. I mean, it is a wireless signal that's going to them.
Right. How hard could it be?
So, yeah, it's probably easier than you think.
Even better, could they be hacked and used as Bitcoin miners?
Ooh, I like this idea.
Mobile Bitcoin. And instead of going around barking orders at people, they go around promoting cryptocurrency over the loudspeaker.
I like the site.
So that's that story. And then in other news related to young people, and in this case children and babies, you've got the Pfizer data that they were trying to hold back for 70 years or whatever. Remember they were saying they weren't going to reveal it until... late in the century, and then some court decided that, no, you have to reveal it now. And so they've been coming out with some chunk of data every month, so not doing it all in one fell swoop. They're doing, I don't know, it's like a 10,000 or 100,000 pages. It's a lot every single month that's coming out. So it's a lot for whoever it is that's doing this.
It's like 50,000 pages a month.
Why can't they just dump a file? They don't have to go through the whole thing before they dump it.
Well, I don't know. It was what the judge ordered, so it's going to take them like most of a year to come out with all the data. But it's a lot of data every month that's coming out. And according to an excerpt here at Twitter account Frank Capone, @Frank_Cap1_BOE, he's got some excerpts from a PDF that are ostensibly from this Pfizer paperwork, 50,000 pages of it. And here they say in section 4.6... there are no or limited amount of data from the use of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, and then a bunch of letters and numbers identifying the vaccine. Animal reproductive toxicity studies have not been completed. This vaccine, this mRNA vaccine, is not recommended during pregnancy. Further, with regard to breastfeeding, they say it is unknown whether the vaccine is excreted in human milk, and a risk to newborns/infants cannot be excluded. The mRNA vaccine for COVID-19 should not be used during breastfeeding. Well, guess what? People have already been taking this vaccine while breastfeeding, while pregnant. And we've already seen examples of people having problems, people having complications.
Absolutely. I can't shed a tear over that. I can't bring myself to be sad about that.
Yeah, you did this to your child.
You did it to yourself. You did it to your kids. I can't be sad about that one bit. I'm happy for everybody, actually.
You know, according to the Children's Health Defense, this is a bombshell. So,
and you got more?
Yeah, there's more info on this.
All right, we'll get into it. Coming up here, the number is 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in? You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and 833-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on the situation with DCYF stealing people's children to give them to richer people, because that seems to be the plot, seems to be what's going on, or you want to comment on the latest Pfizer vaccine revelations that, of course, a lot of people aren't surprised by. Those of who have been paying attention, the conspiracy theorists on this were completely correct. And now Pfizer's own data is bearing that out. They've released another 50,000 pages, of course, so there's a lot in there for whoever it is that can read this stuff to actually go through. But initial revealings are, well, again, not a big surprise. Turns out Pfizer is saying, right in their own paperwork, we don't recommend you use the mRNA vaccine while you're pregnant or while you're breastfeeding. But how many thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of pregnant women and breastfeeding women did just that?
And not that, it matters, because they made themselves free from prosecution on this anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All vaccine manufacturers are completely immune from any kind of lawsuits. So yeah.
How that didn't, when that news came out, that should have thrown all kinds of red flags for anybody who would go ahead and get that DNA.
They're just that, they were that scared, Matt. They were so afraid they would do anything anyone told them to do.
Well, hey, the number one product, the number one selling product of all time was the shot, was the vaccine.
Really? Where did you get that from?
I don't know. I just know. Moderna, I've heard it several times, but Moderna.
I mean, most people didn't even pay for it, right? It was just the government. Pfizer. The government that paid for it.
Well, that still makes it best-selling.
Yeah.
But they made $22 billion last year, so Moderna.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to share a little bit more information, Joe, I think, from this Pfizer
reveal. So, yeah, the Child's Health Defense was calling it a bombshell. And they continue to say, or the general counsel, Mary Holland, says, at least now we know why the FDA and Pfizer wanted to keep this data under wraps for 75 years. Mm-hmm. These findings should be put an immediate end to the Pfizer COVID vaccines. The potential for serious harm is clear, and those injuries by the vaccines are prohibited from suing Pfizer for damages, is what we're saying.
Yep.
But while it's important, and this is not a quote, but while it's important to point out that the correlation does not equal causation, similar adverse events have flooded the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
VAERS, which is what we heard a lot about in recent months, where people are voluntarily reporting.
Yeah.
People in healthcare, like nurses or whatever, they're reporting situations with people having adverse reactions to the vaccine, or at least what they presume to be, because, again, correlation is not causation, but it sure is interesting that a lot of people have been having blood clots,
mm-hmm.
more so than normal.
But, you know, we were told by officials not to be concerned with this data if we compared it to previous data. The recommendations to ignore it becomes utterly asinine, since the emergency use authorization of the COVID jabs in December of 2020, there have been 150% more reported adverse events for a single vaccine than
ever, I think, right?
Than they ever been reported, yeah.
It's pretty crazy stuff. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You can also bring up anything you want, and that's what Sarah always does.
That's what she's going to do right now.
So go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I wanted to bring up that the last time we had the red light cameras here, half the people here, they just tore up the ticket and just ignored it. And they just told, I know, but I mean, where else in this whole world, I mean, that you just tear up a city citation and think, put in the garbage and just think that it doesn't exist. And so I'm just curious what's going to be the consequences to enforce these camera tickets. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, the reason why you're wondering that is because you want people to pay consequences. You said good earlier in response to what Joe has said, or you acknowledged it in a positive way, but I don't think you really understood what he was saying. Joe, you were saying it was a good thing that people tore these tickets up.
Yeah, let me just break down a moral thing to you. Do you think it's okay that your neighbor watches every moment of your life when you leave and come to your house, and maybe you just, you know, you stepped in the road just too long, and now they call the authorities to get you a ticket? ticket, and now you're going to get a jaywalking charge. You think that's okay? You get a jaywalking charge every other day when you leave your house?
Well, the thing about it, the difference between like a pedestrian making a mistake, if they get hit by a car, they're the one that get killed. If a car makes a mistake, they go out and kill somebody else. They kill the pedestrian and they live.
Okay, I guess we're talking about apples and oranges here.
She didn't answer your question.
No, she isn't. It's because you're bringing up like a car accident with death. I'm talking about like a victimless crime, like that they call crimes, like running a red light or something. But you jaywalking is the same thing. But like imagine someone being right outside your house and doing this every day to you. You know, this is like we're a private company or your neighbor. Like,
the thing about it is, why do you say it's a victimless crime? There's plenty of victims caused by red light, like violators and speeders.
Who is, okay, tell me who the victim is.
Well, there was a Travis lady and one of the brothers got killed. Coming down the street. Why are you making things up?
No, I guarantee you they didn't get charged for a red light cam when they killed somebody, okay? They got charged for killing somebody. If you were to drive through a red light cam, you didn't hit anybody, and you get a ticket in the mail, whatever, who was the victim? Who did you hurt?
There was no victim. That's the moral story.
Okay, at that time, but when they do hit somebody, when they do, then it's everybody gets killed, get their
then the red light cams didn't matter.
To the hospital.
Then the red light cams didn't matter then.
And then they're just going to get a different charge. It's going to be vehicular,
but what do you,
vehicular
what do you
manslaughter.
Say it does not matter. Think about it.
Because the red light cam did not stop them. It did not stop them from hitting someone and killing them. So the red light cam does not matter in this scenario. Can we bring up a scenario where the red light cams do matter? And there is a victim? You can't. I would love for you to try.
She believes that red... I'm going to try to argue her point for her here.
Okay.
She believes that the existence of red light cameras will make it so people drive more cautiously and therefore fewer accidents.
That's correct. It's more preventative. Yeah, I mean, there's
but the evidence never bared that out, Sarah. When the red light cameras existed in your city before and they were removed, one of the reasons why cities removed red light cameras is because the numbers showed that accidents actually went up, that people actually took different risks. So instead of going all the way through the intersection on a yellow, they would slam on their brakes to avoid the $200 ticket or whatever and put themselves in greater jeopardy of being rear-ended by whoever it was that was behind them.
And Sarah, let me tell you something real quick. I'm from Rhode Island, right? And in Providence, we put records requests in to see how many public officials had gone through red light cams or went through the speed cams. And guess what? They will not give us a response to that. The reason why is because...
They're dropping those tickets.
Yeah, because there's no victim. And, you know, they work with the same company. They're in bed with the same company, Redflex.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think that's from your state, by the way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And, you know, I found my tricks around Redflex.
So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. The good old boys are getting a pass, and everybody else is getting a ticket. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. There's more coming up. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, a state representative freaks out outside the state house. We got the audio from the video of this lady just losing her mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, 3 in Virginia, 3 in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday, this as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. The WHO is releasing a report on coronavirus.
The World Health Organization reported Thursday that it estimates about 15 million people around the world died directly or indirectly from the coronavirus pandemic. That figure is double the more than 6 million that officially died from COVID-19. It should be noted determining exactly how many people have died as a result or indirectly of the pandemic has been difficult. The agency said 84% of the excess deaths were concentrated in Southeast Asia, Europe, and the Americas. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles County DA is declining to prosecute the man who allegedly attacked comedian Dave Chappelle. DA George Gascon is sending the case to the LA City Attorney for possible misdemeanor charges. The suspect is behind bars after tackling the comedian on Tuesday night. The man was reportedly armed with a knife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. 603-283-6160. Coming up, video of, we'll play the audio track, of a state representative losing her mind today outside an abortion protest happening right outside the state house front doors here in New Hampshire. And there's a little bit of history with this state rep. We'll get into what all that is coming up here with you in the studio tonight, though. It's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where I want to thank Ron Dinion for being a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more great radio stations around the country. We've got over 190 wonderful affiliate radio stations today, and we can have more. It just takes some time. It takes some effort, and it takes a little bit of money, so we appreciate those of you helping out, like Ron over there at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones first, though. We got Tom in Tennessee listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Tom. Do we have Tom? Tom in Tennessee? Going once. Tom in Tennessee going twice. Not sure what happened to his cell phone. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll put him on hold. And in the meantime, try Major Payne calling from Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
Can you hear me all right?
Gotcha. Can't
take it off speaker.
Go ahead.
You guys were talking about the child snatching with the government and whatnot.
Yep.
I got a couple tales about that. Almost 30 years ago, my wife, we just gotten divorced. And she absconded with the children. and went down to Fairview, living in a trailer with some scumbag. Anyway, you know, the kids only had like one pair of socks. My boy had to wash the socks out every night from a little girl. But the social workers got called on them. Turns out that this broad that they called had had her children taken away from her. And she's making calls on everybody else.
What?
Yeah. No BS. This is 30 years ago. Oh, well, 25 maybe. But,
So she was snitching on other parents?
Well, I don't know who snitched on who or how they came down, but, yeah, the woman that was in charge of taking away people's children had her own children
removed. I see. Oh, I see.
Okay, and now the next generation, my daughter, she took her kid in for the youngest one, little Rosie. She took her into the hospital for some damn thing, and I guess they gave her a blood test, and they found THC in her system. I don't know if it was secondhand smoke or what, but she ended up having to leave the state and abscond to Arizona because the Department of Social Services was going to snatch all of her kids.
That's nuts. They went after our friend Jay Noon for that, too. That was the first encounter they had with DCYF, is somehow they found out that his wife had allegedly used marijuana during pregnancy.
And Major Payne, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but you don't sound like a stockbroker from New York City.
No, sir.
You sound like a pretty blue-collar, all-American kind of dude from the country.
I'm a carpenter.
You're a carpenter. So do you think these people who are largely flatlanders and lowlanders, they're going and, you know, they think it's okay to take other people's kids because they don't agree with their lifestyle, and the kids end up getting delivered to city people or richer people other places, is what's going on?
No, I don't think it's right to be able to take anyone's children.
Right. It doesn't make sense, though. It seems like it's basically a child trafficking operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people live different different ways. They have different beliefs, and one side seems to have a lot more power in this area than others.
Right, but the DCYF people aren't from around here. These are college-educated city people coming up to farm country and making judgments about the cultural situations they don't even understand.
Yeah, the lady that was threatening Jay Noon's family looked like she was a butch dyke.
Oh, yeah. That's
straight out of the city.
Yep.
These city people, they see a free-range pig and they want to steal your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the southern border. They can't get enough of these babies.
What do you mean by that?
Well, how porous the border is. There's all kinds of human trafficking going on across that border. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Speaking of babies, people are freaking out on both sides. Political spectrum, lefties, righties, they're out in the streets. They're out at state houses. They're protesting. Apparently they were so scary at the Supreme Court that the government built a fence around the Supreme, like a big giant metal fence, gated fence, to keep the protesters away. From both sides. People are having conflicts, the police are coming out, etc. And earlier today, apparently, one of the state representatives here in New Hampshire, Susan DeLemus, a name that if you've listened to the show in the last several months, you've heard before on Free Talk Live, and that's because her name came up during the independence events that happened here, when New Hampshire was looking at the state house was looking at the question of whether they should pass a ballot measure that would allow the people to vote on New Hampshire declaring peaceful independence from the United States. This woman was on the committee that heard that thing. Now, we were there. Joe, were you there for that?
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, so all three of us, we were there that night. And if you stayed till the very end, this woman gave a speech at the very end. And she stood up and she said, oh, I love the free state. I'm paraphrasing, right? She said, oh, I think free staters are great, and I'm with you. I just want you to know that I'm with you. And she had made a promise to Alu Axelman from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that she was going to vote for this bill. And then she didn't. In fact, it got 21-0 or something. It was completely shut out by the committee. So she did not vote for
the bill. We remember this. We will remember her for this.
And then one of the independent supporting reps contacted her privately and said, Susan, what's going on? You said that you were going to do this. Now, of course, it's not uncommon for a politician to say one thing and do another thing, so we shouldn't be surprised.
Right.
But this woman is the wife of a guy named Jerry DeLimas. And if you paid attention to the Bundy Ranch situation from, I don't know, 2013 now? Almost a decade ago?
It's been a while.
Jerry DeLimas was a New Hampshire guy who went all the way out to the Bundy Ranch to stand with those folks. And then when the feds, of course, they didn't arrest anybody at the ranch. They came after them later once they were alone in their homes, and they went and they arrested them. He was one of the few. It might have been the only one that took a plea deal. And his plea deal was 5 years in prison.
Ouch.
He must be really feeling an ouch because all the people that went to trial got found not guilty in those cases. So he got screwed big time. And, I mean, you want to talk about a woman that has a reason to have a huge chip on her shoulder about the federal government? This lady is it.
She should be it.
But no, she voted against the independence bill. She voted against people being able to make a decision about independence. And then she did it again on the state house floor after she had apologized to one of the other state reps saying, oh, I'm sorry for what I did in the committee. I'll get it right this time. I'll get it right when this comes to the state house floor. Nope. She lied again. And now she's losing her mind outside the state house. Here's what happened today. That's her. So
I think she's got post-abortion regret herself.
Looks that way. Looks that way.
I think she went and had abortion right after that.
I'm just kidding. She turned in and go to the state house, but you've got what looks like some number of several dozen, if not 100, protesters. It's hard to really see. The camera doesn't pan over, but a large cacophony of noise coming from the protesters there, and she is just losing her mind. And this doesn't help anybody, you know, like getting this angry. Even if you do feel so strongly about this issue, you're not going to persuade anyone by getting this upset. But nonetheless, I just thought it was an interesting little clip. We'll continue here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe you've been at one of these protests and you've seen some freakouts. You want to talk about that?
I appreciate her passion. I do, but you know that's not how you're going to win people over.
Yeah, if only she had passion for individual liberty. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio tonight. You can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. We're talking about people freaking out, specifically a state representative here in New Hampshire. Her name is Susan DeLemus, losing her mind in front of a group of protesters outside of the State House today, where she screamed at them that she's a murderer. Now, she points her finger and she says, "You're a murderer, you're a murderer, you're a murderer." And then she says, I'm a murderer. And admits that she apparently at some point went through an abortion procedure. Well, if that's really true, then why don't you, like, I don't know, lock yourself away or something? What exactly does she want to happen to these women exactly? This is a question that
Sounds like she's trying to protect women from making bad decisions that she made, and that's a moral judgment of hers that she's trying to foist upon the rest of society.
Projecting.
But the reality is you cannot protect people from making that decision, correct, even if you criminalize it, because they will continue to seek out the procedure, even if it means having to leave the state and go and get it somewhere else, or if it means going underground to a black market doctor, an underground abortion clinic or something like that, and having it done in a, you know, potentially dangerous circumstance, right? Because if you get black market abortions, they're going to be as dangerous as black market drugs and black market other things that, you know, prostitution or whatever, where you're going to get a disease, or, you know, bringing the black market into any product or service inevitably makes it a high risk activity. Just because you're dealing with criminals in order to be able to get it. So I always like to ask the people that want to prohibit these things, what do you want to see happen to these folks? Do you want to put these women in jail? You just called them a murderer, right? Like, murderers generally go to prison. And then usually when you ask them that question, they'll back down and they'll say, oh, no. Well, we should punish the doctors. Doctors should go to jail or have their licenses revoked or et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and now they're talking about... You know, the one meme I found funny in this whole thing is the leftists are coming out promoting horse pills,
yeah, horse medicine
as a makeshift abortion aid.
Oh yeah, the hypocrisy on both sides is just incredible. So clear for those of us who are outside of this whole conflict to look at. Of course, they don't see it.
right? You got the leftists, as you're saying, embracing horse medicine now after criticizing people on the right for doing the same thing during COVID. You've got the leftists who are saying, they're back to saying my body, my choice, which they'd abandoned completely during COVID because they were then, you know, wanting to force vaccines on people. But now, of course, the right wing's done the opposite. During COVID, the right wingers embraced my body, my choice, and were acting like they'd seen the light on that particular issue. We knew that wasn't the case. And now, once again, the right wingers are saying, no, no, your body, our choice. We get to tell you what to do.
Right.
So
I think the solution here is a brave new world, and we grow babies in labs, so you can't say my body, my choice.
Yeah, but then what do you do about all the people with the ability to make babies? Do you force...
They wear yellow coats.
Yeah, they wear doctor's jackets, and they...
I mean, do you want to force sterilize people, or incentivize that somehow?
I think, like I've always said about abortion, and it's very limited opinion, is that... If you don't like something that they're doing, you can convince them out of it. I mean, you can't...
Persuasion.
You can't force anyone to do anything. You know?
It gets really ugly if you do.
I think, like, personally, I think abortion's wrong. Like, I don't think people should be doing it. And, you know, you're taking on this responsibility into your body, and you should probably fulfill this responsibility. You took a risk. You have to take control of your consequences. But... To just to reject that consequence on a whim and think you're going to get surgery is going to solve the problem. No, you're going to have further health problems and all stuff. I mean, I can break it down all day, but the reality is that no, I don't think there could ever be a law saying that people shouldn't be able to do it.
This is the difference between the libertarian viewpoint on abortion and everybody else. Everybody else wants to use the state to mandate something or other. They either want to force, if they're on the left, they want to force the taxpayers to pay for abortions, even if they're morally opposed to them. And then if you're on the right, this woman's up here saying you're a murderer. That suggests that she wants to put these people in prison.
Right.
Right? So you get this insane viewpoint of, okay, well, let's go lock up the people who do things that we disagree with. And I understand their argument as well. It's a person, so therefore homicide laws should apply. There's an article that Louisiana's likely going to treat abortion as homicide.
Wow.
Which suggests that if you're going to lock the doctor up, then the woman's got to be an accessory to murder.
That's what I love, like, all these outside, political parties. They all call libertarians, like, a cult. But... Look what you guys, like, especially on the abortion issue, look at the left and the right. They're wicked cultists when it comes to abortion.
I wonder how many of these screeching harpies really care about my body, my choice. I think they're just taking a popular side.
Yeah.
I don't think they really care. I think what Free Talk Live does constantly is all we're doing here is documenting a society with zero principles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. Bad Slave is online in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just, you know, Susan DeLumis and Jerry, her husband, are very conservative, I'd say Christian type of people.
Never would guess.
To hear her screaming like that is very kind of sad to me. I think that there is an actual pretty simple solution to the unwanted pregnancy arrangement. I think that the what they call a morning after pill, I think it's codenamed RU486 or something like that. And what that does to the pregnancy is it blocks the uterus from accepting the egg. So okay. which is kind of a normal thing to occur on a pretty high percentage basis.
You're saying the fertilized egg never makes it into the uterus?
It never implants.
Okay.
From what I know, this pill is high potassium.
It gets flushed out with the next, cycle. And
it forces a cycle is what it does.
I'm sure there are conservatives out there that consider that to be murder, too.
Yeah, but it's, you know, the fact is that the, you know, the body and the egg itself, you know, end up choosing that result quite regularly, and you know, so if you take a pill, if you have that as an over-the-counter option, then, you know, it just, the whole thing just kind of, you know, disappears into, you know, the past.
And yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and that is available out there for folks that want it. It's been around for, what, a couple decades, two or three decades or something like that? Thank you, Bansley, for the call. The number is 603-283-6160. But again, there's a bunch of these, you know, people that are in the halls of power that, like this Delemus, who will say, I just presume she would say that that's also murder, right? Because you are stopping God. You are stopping the process from occurring. Even though, as he points out, it could happen naturally. You're incentivizing it to happen, so therefore you're a murderer. That's what these people believe. And I don't want to live in a place that is so insane. And luckily, New Hampshire does not appear to be one of the most insane states. In fact, it doesn't have a whole lot of regulations on abortion at this time. Surprisingly, even Chris Sununu, the governor, came out and made a statement that he is not supporting any further regulations on abortion. There was something that they passed, I think, a few months ago that I believe was some sort of a late-term restriction. I think it was like over 24 weeks, if I recall correctly.
That was an executive order, right?
No. That has to go through the legislature, and it did. So, of course, the leftists are upset about it, but all things considered,
I think 24 weeks is the age, like the new accepted age of survivability.
Okay. So that's what, I don't know, I didn't read the legislation, I've seen people talking about it in the last
It's pretty common, and like, it was a big deal because it was New Hampshire, but I think most states have that. Similar.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked closely at the map, but I went to the Planned Parenthood website where they have one of those, you know, infographic maps with different colors on the different states. And New Hampshire is one of the lightest shades of red, so it's like deep red is the most restrictive, and then there's, you know, light pink or whatever. There's no near to no restrictions or no restrictions. New Hampshire doesn't have no restrictions, but it's still in that same category of no restriction. It's the restrictions in New Hampshire are so light. Planned Parenthood considers it essentially a free state for abortion. So New Hampshire is kind of a mixed bag. It's got these people like Susan DeLemus, but on a lot of issues, she's good. I mean, she's pro-freedom in a lot of ways. It's just a lot of these so-called liberty reps aren't really libertarians. They're just conservatives that agree with us on economic issues.
Right.
And when it
comes,
yeah, and when it comes to, let's say, the war on drugs, or when it comes to your bodily freedom and bodily autonomy, when it comes to abortion, they certainly don't sound like libertarians at all. There's more coming up here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160, you can join us here on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.